Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek.
Scott Peterson, name that you probably thought you'd hear again because he pops up every handful of years. This time, Scott Peterson, we're talking about the Scott Peterson with Lacey Peterson because there's been a lot of Scott Petersons actually that have had allegations of wrongdoing in the last couple of years. This is that one that we are talking about. Now, the LA Innocence Project is taking up his case. They're not saying anything. We reached out to them for some comment, but other than they're taking up the case is all we know. Why are they taking up the case of Scott Peterson? Well, that's anyone's guess. The case is filled with circumstantial evidence, but circumstantial evidence doesn't mean it's not valid evidence by any stretch of the imagination. If you go outside at night and it's clear and you wake up in the morning and there's snow on the ground, you realize probably snowed. That's circumstantial evidence, even if you didn't see it snowing, for context. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. This is a case where I remember it back when it was going on so many years ago. I watched many of the documentaries on it. And at the end of the day, I think every time I've walked away going, yeah, I don't know how it couldn't be Scott Peterson in this, but, you know, some people really just have horrible luck sometimes and the circumstances surrounding their actions just line up perfectly to look very nefarious, even when they're not. Could that possibly be the case here? What's your thoughts, Robin, as the LA Innocence Project takes up this case?
Boy, you gave a great example of circumstantial evidence and how effective it can be in bringing us to the truth, because that's what this is all about, truth and justice. What I really like about this, and I use that word like, is because we've dealt with a lot of cases, we're going to talk about it again today, with Judge Gall, with Odinism and Delphi, is this group is ensuring that there's justice.
Yeah.
And they're looking and re-examining cases and seeing if due diligence was done properly. All right, good. And so I like that. The things that they're looking at, you know, like the robbery that occurred in the house across the street and the theory that maybe Lacey was killed because she witnessed that. So I examined that one thing that they tried bringing forth on that. Mm-hmm. And the incidence of murder of a witness committing a robbery, of a witness seeing a robbery, is extremely low. So again, when we look at probabilities, when we look at stats, when we look at arcs of behavior of these things, that doesn't quite hold water. So there's a lot of things that I think they're trying to throw at this that don't quite hold water, because again, they're poking at the circumstantial evidence, but let's look at his behavior arc. And that's what they did when they did the trial of him. And so I don't think there is going to be much here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions about the burglary. At least they were brought up initially. The defense trying to say, look, this burglary across the street happened on December 24th. They eventually found those burglars. And it was claimed, and they came to the conclusion that actually the burglary occurred on December 26th, 2 days after Lacey's disappearance, which very much challenged the timeline that was being presented. They're saying there's new evidence. At least the LA Innocence Project is making that claim. But I'm curious as to what that is. And if they're going to get behind a case, why not talk more about it? You know, for being an agent, they're not attorneys. They're not necessarily there, you know, trying this in court at this moment in time. But if you're going to make the claim that we're going to get behind this, we found new evidence. Okay, well, what is it?
Yeah, and we're not seeing it, which is suspect the case that they're picking up to gain some notoriety is such a highly publicized case as well. So why that case? Mm-hmm. I'm suspect of their motives. So we'll see how it pans out, really, because I'm curious about it as well.
When we look at the behaviors of Scott Peterson at that time, and I know we're just kind of rehashing information that's already, you know, been out there. But again, I mean, I had to re-examine this myself because it's been several years. We're talking about a man who went fishing on Christmas Eve in the very lake where they found the body, went fishing for sturgeon, allegedly. There's very specific ways of catching sturgeon, and he didn't have any of them. If you know how to fish for sturgeon, which weirdly enough, I do because I grew up on a lake that had a lot of sturgeon in it. You're not going out there with like lines. You usually spear them,
like,
or
a
something.
Sea monster.
Yeah, exactly. It's not exactly. So that story didn't line up. The story of where he was and when he was at locations never lined up with Amber Fry, the woman who he was having the affair with, claiming that he was in Europe over the course of the holidays, lying to her. There's a lot of weird things here. I think one of the biggest things that people look at is his behavior after Lacey had died and seemingly the ability to carry on that relationship with Amber, making up these kind of elaborate stories of going and seeing fireworks and everything's good and great. And she has no idea that his wife just died. But the fact that he's able to carry out that ruse for such a long period of time, it doesn't necessarily mean someone is a murderer, but it certainly shows a very interesting personality defect, or maybe skill, depending on how you're looking at it. If you're a real kind of nefarious type person, I guess that could work to your advantage if you're able to live your life like that and tell people that you supposedly care about very elaborate lies and stories.
You use a fascinating word in there, Tony, that made me just, this imagery popped in my mind when you said the word skill.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you use that word skill, and you were kind of painting this picture of, was Scott Peterson skillfully adjusting his behavior or was he not? Well, human behavior is our root core behavior. It's very difficult to change it for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. Here's a great example. Politicians. We see politicians politic and go up on their pundit stages all the time, and they put on a show. Mm-hmm. But what happens is, how many times have we seen a politician get up on a stage and give a rant, a pontification about something, and we like it, we like what we hear, and then all of a sudden they get elected and it falls apart because their true nature comes out. Mm-hmm. Because they were exercising a skill, they're being someone who they weren't. And so, yeah, someone can, like in Scott Peterson's case, if we want to hypothesize, new to thought experiment, was he acting this way where he was covering up and not letting on about his deceased wife and unborn child, and he's trying to not let that emotion out? That would last for a while, unless it's actually the true emotion. If he actually was completely agnostic and not even connected emotionally to Lacey's death or his unborn child's death and her being gone, that would leak out, and it did not leak out. So I'm kind of reversing to what you originally said, is it was part of his nature, in my opinion, that no, he's completely off the rails when it comes to having any emotional connection to Lacey's death at all.
The way that it was handled, one can only assume that one doesn't have any connection there. I mean, it's almost like again, whether or not he killed her or not, he seemed to be completely mentally checked out of that relationship to have the ability to just swing right into this next one and have zero emotion. I mean, one would think, even if you are checked out of a relationship, that person dies mysteriously and they're pregnant with your child, and you are just picking up the ball and keeping on going, trucking down the road right after. I mean, I think it speaks to a further, personality defect that goes very deep into Scott Peterson, which makes it spooky. It very much paints a picture of someone who would certainly likely be capable of carrying out a murder if they're able to think in that sort of way.
it fits the profile. And that's part of what they were doing when they originally prosecuted the case is, you know, he fits a behavior arc of people that commit murder, especially if someone that's a spouse or something and has that emotional detachment from it, as well as we have a jilted potential lover. There's another woman involved. You know, the only thing this thing was missing, maybe, is I'd have to refresh on the case, was there a life insurance policy?
I believe there was, I think. I got to look again. See? It's one of those details where
without even knowing the details, we can point out all the things that, you know, the only thing that keeps popping in my mind every time we're talking about this one with him is the Daybells, Chad and Lori.
Yeah.
You know, it's that emotional detachment from killing your own kids. Yeah. In essence, that's what he did. He killed his own child. And I'll say kill because he's convicted of it. So we can actually say he's a killer.
Yeah.
He killed his own child and he was completely emotionally detached from it. Just like Lori Daybell, who was convicted of killing her children. You know, and so why? Well, there's another lover involved and her income was life insurance money.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of fits that pattern of icky, as you say.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, just the way that some people are able to mold their minds around these scenarios that they put themselves into to justify their behavior, it's shocking and it's hard for, I think, most of us on the outside to really understand.
Another key phrase you used right there that kind of struck me, mold their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think molding requires you to take an effort to shape something. This is part of his nature. And part of these people's nature. It doesn't require a lot of thought on their part. They're just being who they are. And that's why their lifespan behavior arcs of these people are like that. And the other thing that kind of struck me too is like, I think someone was saying that he was actually looking forward to being a father and the birth of his son. You see how incongruent that is to his actual behavior?
Yeah.
Good on the project, the Innocence Project, for making sure due diligence. It seems like it's an interesting case for them to take. I think there's a lot of other cases that I think there might be more there. This is going to get a lot of notoriety because it is Scott Peterson. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're trying to have a win scenario.
Hey, it's always good to take another set of eyes and to look at cases to make sure justice has been done. My feeling on this as of now is it probably already has been, but hey, let's put another set of eyes on it.
I agree.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.